Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
People, right now you are locked into the More Than Just an Interview podcast, powered by 99.7 Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family, monetized by our partners at Red Circle in partnership with Radio Pushers. On this More Than Just an Interview podcast, you're going to hear our thoughts on trending news, entertainment, Hollywood, the music industry, business world, issues that impact people every single day. The way we curate our stories here is totally different. You're going to get an unbiased viewpoint that reflects the mindset and the spirit and the energy of people all around the world. No matter what you say about life, balance is always the key. And we strive to exemplify balance on the More Than Just an Interview podcast. Lock in. Every day we drop a fresh content. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, rate us 5 stars, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And I promise you, you're going to get unfiltered, calculated, non-explicit content, safe for all ages. All right? No ratchet news here. Everything's on the up and up and positive. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming on the More Than Just an Interview podcast, monetized by Red Circle, powered by 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. Let's get it. The goal. How valuable is the story of Cassie Ventura? More Than Just an Interview podcast. I think we're up to episode 14 now, or 13, one of the two. Shout out to our Red Circle family. Shout out to Music Hypebeast, the number one podcast network for creative thinkers and voices of Generation Z culture. Cassie Ventura is a special person now. She is now a part of history. And we do not recognize that enough because we live in a very toxic world, a very immoral world, a very hateful world, a world where standards and truth dissipates in seconds because the lie is always more appealing than the truth, as Charlemagne once said. Cassie Ventura, no matter what you think, she should have said something that should have been there and da-da-da-da. She caused a traumatic shift in the Me Too movement, in the entertainment business, in women's rights, in the fear of women, in the psychological damage of women. She caused a tsunami in that world by filing a 50-page plus lawsuit. Because she did not get paid in a timely fashion. Then the governor of New York extended that. So because she couldn't come to an agreement with the other party, Mr. Combs, she filed a lawsuit. And that lawsuit triggered catastrophic events in everybody's life. Because her life is impacted by this forever. No one wants to feel like a victim for the rest of their life, even if they're not. In their mind, they still see those images. But Cassie Ventura did something that opened our eyes differently this time than other things. Because of the person involved and the type of things that were allegedly being done, it casted an illuminated light on this person's life and their whole entire history before African-American people. For a long time, we didn't believe it. We looked at it one way. You know, we heard whispers. We kind of pushed to the side. Even when she filed a lawsuit, it was a money grab. But then once the video came out, things changed. Because you saw the literal destruction of a person's soul right on camera. You saw a person who could not help themselves. I saw a person powerless. A lot of people say, why did she stay? A lot of people say, why didn't she go to police? Easy for you to play hero now when you did not have the gun to your head. Or the threats to your family properly, the threats to this, the threats to that. Sometimes we dehumanize people because we want to feel superior in our own mind. You become wise when you recognize your weaknesses. You become wise when you put limitations on yourself. You become wise when you understand the word standards. Because if you do, you know the story, Cassie Ventura, is invaluable. It's priceless. Because no matter what, everybody's life changed. For 10 years, she operated within a universe that she thought was real. She knew was not natural. And the fantasy part about her having a career. You see, what you see now happening, the raids, the searches, the companies drop, selling off equity, selling off companies, doing this and that. That's no accident. Denials are part of legality. Everybody's going to say I'm innocent. They have that right until evidence comes in. They always say there's a preponderance of evidence until the evidence has to be vetted by a judge and a jury of 12, and then there you go. This will not go away anytime soon. This will not settle well for anybody. I will say this. We need to examine the music, the life, the story of Cassie differently. And we owe her an apology, and here's why. Because if that was your sister, if that was your mom, if that was your cousin, and I said, well, whoever it may be, somebody you knew in that situation, it's not just one person that's guilty. A lot of people are responsible, but one person could have solved it all with one thing. Hey, I'm gonna let you go. You know what? I'm gonna pay you for any pain and suffering you may think. What's a good number? I don't want you to be afraid of me for the rest of your life. I want to pay you to go away and live your life the way you want to. And I will still support you and whatever I can. The beauty of this for Mr. Combs is that he will have a different level of humanity for life if he allows it. Because he knows from here on out, nobody's saying can't stop, won't stop. Nobody's saying take that, take that. Nobody's saying you are the American dream, which that's what we believed in him. It was all good up until November the 15th or 18th, 2023. That's when the lawsuit dropped. Everything changed after that. There was revolt. There was this. There was that. There was Deleon. There was this. There was that. Da, 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 da. There was Empire Global. It was all these things. And then there was nothing but fighting for your life. Selling off properties because, you know, I don't blame for selling a house. You can't live there. It's bad memories now. But still, where you are and what you're doing, your life is forever changed. And there are millions of people that are going to hate him forever. But that's the least of his concerns. The person we need to be publicly supporting is Cassie. Because no matter what you think, what was the money, this, that, because if that law would have never been done, she would have still been living with this. And that video would have still lived. Even if the governor of New York never extended that law, she would have still been dealing with this. And remember, he said he never did any of those things. And then the tape came out. Let's just say he forgot it. Still, you know in your mind was real. Because if that incident happened, other incidents happen. Are they on tape? Nobody becomes a monster overnight. Nobody starts beating women out of nowhere. It's premeditation. There's a buildup. There are violent thoughts. There are violent actions. There's insecurities. There's a weak.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Weakness. There's a punk mentality you have to have to beat someone you know cannot beat you. There is no gain in that. Especially when you know they can't take anything from you. You have all the money, you have all the power, you have all the bodyguards, you have everything. So you're throwing around like a racquetball. In the same token, Cassie survived. We don't do that enough. Celebrate people surviving. That's an art. That's a skill. There's no amount of money that's going to erase the nightmares. There's no amount of money that's going to erase what she went through. Money only heals financial scars and wounds. They never heal psychological scars. You could pay somebody $100 million because you drunk driving and killed their kid. They want the kid. It's a greater lesson. We need to understand and celebrate the value of Cassie Ventura's testimony. Because the things that are alleged, the things that are happening, some of this is true. We will find out what is and what is not. But there is no doubt that young woman suffered irreparable damage to her life. And everybody needs to go back and look at all the pictures in the past couple of years. Look at the pictures. Look at the way he looks in those pictures. I've been doing that. It was a Met Gala, Vogue. Look at all those pictures they took. Look at how he was looking at the Mayweather fights and the Met Gala. There was a darkness around him. There was a darkness. And everybody knew that. I don't want to hear any stories from bodyguards and security people saying, I don't want to hear that. Because the choices we make are the choices we live with. Right or wrong. Only real adults see it through. And when they see something, they say something. Cassie Ventura, you may never hear this podcast, but I want to let you know how valuable your story is, not just for Black people or for the music game, for everybody. Live your life. More than just an interview. Music Hype Beast, the number one podcast platform for free thinkers and creative voices of Gen Z. Podcast culture. Let's get it. Peace.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.